All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 121. Let's try getting into some Inyanei Rosh Hashanah and Yom Noraim. All right, so we'll start with what is a pretty common question around this time of year and the first halakha discussed by the Mechaber in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and that is, when is the earliest, can I say Slichos at night before Chatzos? We'll just say it like that. So, in Tavkuf Pei Aleph, the Mechaber opens, so first of all, the Svardim begin already Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Ramah quotes that the Minhag Ashkenaz is to start from the Yom Rishon, the Sunday, or Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. In this case, this year, two Motzei Shabbos is before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but within the day, the night that you're saying Slichos, within that 24-hour period, when are we supposed to be saying it? When are we allowed to say it? So the Mechaber uses the term ba'ashmores. So what is this ashmores he's referring to? So the night is divided up into three parts, three-thirds. And the last third of the night is this ashmores the Mechaber is referring to. That is the ideal time to say slichos. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes that the sof halayla, the end of the night, is an ace ratzon. That's an ace ratzon. We can always call out to Hashem to help us. But at the end of the night, that's the ace ratzon, and therefore the most optimal time to be reciting Slichos. All right, what about the that's like 4 o'clock in the morning. The end of, we're talking about before Amud HaShachar, before Netzach HaMas. That's very difficult. Most people in this community say it in the morning. So the Achronim say that's also acceptable. The Matei Ephraim, the Aruch HaShulchan say there are communities that say it after Amud HaShachar, after Netzach HaMas. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. Most communities he knows say Slichos in the morning, even already after sunrise. So it's acceptable. Not as ideal, but certainly acceptable. All right. There's another lechatchila time quoted by the Achronim, and that is at Chatzos. Halachic midnight, that is also an ace ratzon. The Gemara also says that's an ace ratzon. And therefore, that's another, maybe not as good as the Ashmaris, maybe as good, but it's another optimal time to be reciting Slichos. All right. So what about before Chatzos at night, like 10 p.m. Slichos? Where does that fall out? So it depends, different opinions. The Mishnah Brura, actually in Hilchos Tanis, not in Rosh Hashanah, but Tavkuf Samechei, Sivkatzin Yabez, has very strong language against saying Slichos before Chatzos at night, like a 10 p.m. Slichos. He says, Ein lomar kodem Chatzos laila shum Slichos, v'lo yid gimel midos b'shum panim la'olam. You should never ever recite Slichos at night before Chatzos, or the yid gimel midos arachmi before Chatzos, should never be done. Chutz miyom akipurim, except for Yom Kippur when we do it all day. But besides Yom Kippur, you should never say it before Chatzos at night. This is based on the Arizah, based on the Sifrei Kabbalah, that the first half of the night is like din. That's not a good time to be beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim. So we don't do it before Chatzos. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Moshe, in a tshuva or a Chaim Chelek Beis, Simen Kufhei, says that it is acceptable, b'shas atchak. It has to be really pressing circumstances. In his case, they were saying that it was dangerous in our community to walk to shul at night at 1 a.m. So he said, okay, that's a shas adchak. For some people, it's just physically too difficult to consistently for 2.5 weeks stay up to 1 a.m. to say slichos. So that's certainly also understandable. And I think Moshe would apply to that as well. But let's go through the whole thing. So first of all, why is it allowed? B'shas atchak to say it before Chatzos. So first he quotes some who say, well, the whole notion is trying to get it in an ace ratzon, and the Ashmoris is an ace ratzon, and Chatzos is an ace ratzon. Well, anytime you're with a tzibor, certainly in a base Knesset, that's an ace ratzon. And the whole Aseret Yemei is an ace ratzon. Doesn't help for before Rosh Hashanah, but for the rest of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So it's all an ace ratzon. He doesn't accept that as like a basis here, but he does quote it. What he says is that this notion of the first half of the night being din and not the right time for slichos, that comes up nowhere in the Gemara. That's not in the Gemara. That's from the Sifrei Kabbalah. Not to downplay that, but halachically speaking, it's not usur to say slichos before Chatzos at night. What it is that there's usually a haftacha guarantee, yasu lefanek haseder hazeh, by performing the yud gimel midos. There's a guarantee our tefillos won't come back empty-handed, so you don't have that before Chatzos, says Rav Moshe, because it's a time of din. But is it usur to say slichos in yud gimel midos rachim before Chatzos? No, you can do it. B'shas atchak. Again, the Mishnah Berurah probably would argue in this. The Matei Ephraim argues in this. He says, if your options are saying it before Chatzos without a minion, sorry, with a minion, or after Chatzos by yourself, better to say it by yourself after Chatzos. You have to skip the Yud Gimel Midos Harachum because you can't say that by yourself, but you have to better to do it after Chatzos by yourself. So there are different opinions. Rav Moshe says it's not usher to do before Chatzos. Rav Shlomo Zalman is also quoted in Halichu Shlomo, Tfila Yedzayin Ha'arabez, as saying that he knew of many Polish shuls that would say it before Chatzos at night. He was Yerushalmi, it wasn't his minag, but clearly according to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, it's not usher to say before Chatzos, just not as effective, and it should really be limited to a Shas Adchak. For many people, it really is, you can't stay up until 1 a.m., certainly on a nightly basis here. So it's understandable. The point, though, is that when you go through the whole hierarchy, so obviously Ashmores is Lechatchila, Chatos is Lechatchila. But next up is pretty clearly just the morning, the day. You don't have this Kabbalistic idea that it's a time of din. So if you can't stay up till 1, it does seem pretty clear that the options being a 10 p.m. night slichos or a morning slichos, that a morning slichos is certainly more optimal. And if those are the options, it seems like that should be the choice. So that's what I would say. You don't have to deal with the Mishnah Berurah then. It says you should never say it at that time. So I think that's a better option. But B'Shas HaTchak, or Moshe does say, it is permissible to do so before Chatzos.